This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott.
Looking ahead to next week, that's when we'll get the latest tally of job openings for the month of January, and a few days later, the employment report for February. Economists will be looking for signs of any weakening in the job market, which has stayed persistently strong in spite of the Fed's aforementioned efforts to slow the economy. But how much does the job market, and therefore the people who need the work, have to suffer? How much does wage growth need to slow in order to get to normal levels of inflation? Marketplace's Sabree Benishore has that one.
We all want to raise, all of us. So what's wrong with that? Sarah House is senior economist at Wells Fargo.
If you have wages growing at a rapid pace and businesses are either going to have to raise prices or they're going to go out of business.
Okay, so then what is the level of wage growth that doesn't drive a business under or fuel even more inflation? Because right now we're at about 4.5% wage growth year over year.
3.5%.
Mark Zandi is chief economist at Moody's Analytics. So why 3.5%? Where does that number come from?
Well, wage growth is equal to the rate of inflation plus the productivity growth of the workforce.
Basically, that means, yeah, wages go up with inflation, but they also go up with workers and businesses getting more productive. Economists add a number for productivity growth to a not insane level of inflation, and they get 3.5%. The problem is that's below where we are now. So if wage growth has to slow down, does that mean the labor market needs to suffer? Does unemployment need to rise?
We don't know the answer to that.
Lauren Summers is professor of economics at Harvard and former head of the National Economic Council under President Obama.
Demand needs to fall relative to supply if we're going to bring down inflation. And historically, when that's happened, there's often been a side effect of rising unemployment.
Mark Zandi says maybe the labor market won't need to go down in flames because wage pressure is already easing as our inflation expectations fall.
In part because gas prices are down, you know, they're moving in the right direction. We're starting to see a moderation in rent growth and, you know, food prices seem to be headed in the right direction as well.
So maybe workers won't ask as much for raises or get as far when they do. But you should still try. In New York, I'm Sabree Benishore for Marketplace.